Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's December 6, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released July 4, 2003.
Nazarene, we reported how a few days ago John Lennon and his band Beatles and Friends were performing in the Spiritus Republic sector of the afterlife when, to everyone's dismay, John was viciously attacked by Liberace. Can you tell us what happened and why? Do you feel John Lennon's reaction was appropriate? Also, what does this mean for future Beatles and Friends concerts held outside the Kingdom of God?
Well, Alora, you've got a lot of questions there rolled into one. Mr. Liberace, unfortunately, believes that the pain and anguish that homosexuals suffer when they try to be intimate is caused by us watching them and punishing them when they try to be intimate. He cannot get away from this mistaken belief, and he also does not want us to speak out about people that practice his way in the material world. This is the cause of the incident. As to what to do in the future, there must be more security at functions. It is obvious. We never thought of anything like this happening, but it is obvious that in the current situation, we must take more precautions. As to future Beatles and Friends concerts outside of the Kingdom of God, they will not be curtailed. They are a major part of our political functions and our interplay with each other, and we desperately need them, so they are going to continue. Nothing is going to stop them. There will have to be people there to see that people do not interfere with the performances. This is something that has never happened to us before. We are taken completely back by it, and we don't quite know how to deal with it, but we will deal with it. The functions will continue. And I think John's forgiveness was quite appropriate.
That's just horrible, Nazarene. I hope John's okay. I had a feeling nothing could stop Beatles Friends.
Absolutely right, Alora. The creatures of darkness hate a joyful noise made to the Lord, and Beatles and Friends makes the best noise of all.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. Back in the 70s, I wrote a science fiction book called Spiritland, about a young man who becomes a superhero. The guys in the afterlife don't like it much, but the girls sure do. Check it out at www.voicesfromspirit.com/sl/sl.htm. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Jesus here. Alora is busy again. So much to do with this presidential campaign. But I wanted to tell people that this situation has come to a very satisfactory end. A little while ago, Mr. Liberace petitioned to enter the Kingdom of God and agreed to take a wife. They got married, and they are doing very, very well. And not only Mr. Liberace, but a whole bunch of homosexuals that were homosexuals in the material world realize that they are feeding the creatures of darkness and fighting me and trying to destroy the Kingdom of God, so they stopped doing it. They agreed to come into the Kingdom of God and take a female companion, and they also are doing quite well. This is a very exciting time, and it is so good having all these wondrous occurrences taking place. Along with the strange phenomena that has been happening around the country as Demetrius begins his presidential campaign, we are getting help from some ghosts, some very strange beings that we are not even sure where they are from. But the whole world is rallying and trying to save the Kingdom of God, trying to save mankind, and we are in extreme hopes of success. Every time we do something, we are getting response. If we could only get material workers and get this thing going.
We'll be back again.